Hi, everybody. Well, the date today is September 20th, 2016. So as normal, we're going to clear away the date energy. So we'll do 1-20-2016. We're going to release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, Johnny, wow, I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I'll do the name January, the word January, for 20th, 2016. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's start off here and clear away emotional energies from people. Here we go. So think of what's bothering you, releasing the energy. Think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's do a fear clearing for people. So here we go. Maybe something pushed your buttons and you got fearful. So here we go. Fear, releasing that energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And naturally, we need to energize the light beams. So bring up the one on your monitor screen or extra ones if you have more. Here we go. And bring in peace energy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll turn it over to our co-host today. So, Michelle, are you in BBS Radio Land today?
I am in Radio Land. It's awesome here. I love it. It's cold here, but not that cold, so I'm totally okay with it. Okay, hello, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday night. So we have a question here, Ron, from one of our listeners to start off the show. They want to know, a couple years ago, they bought a bundle of clearings, and in that bundle of clearings came the magnetic twisted body clearing. And I know that when you buy a bundle, there's all sorts of clearings that are just a single one-time use for whole life. But then it is offered that if we have bought a bundle, we can at any time after that buy the unlimited version. So the person is wondering how they would go about buying the unlimited version so they can do this particular clearing whenever they like.
Oh, okay.
Would you want to explain that?
Yeah, I just go under the clearing name. And it's just like you're going to be buying it for the first time. And then you have an option. You have buying the whole lifetime one. And then also you have the option of purchasing the unlimited. So since you already bought the whole life, now do the unlimited and click on that tab and it'll go to PayPal. And then you can use that to, pay for that. Now, if you haven't used that clearing for a while, maybe you bought it a couple of years ago, then you're going to want to go through and clean out those energies so that you're able to be current. This is why the unlimited is so nice, because you may not even need to get the unlimited until something happens years later. And then you realize that, yeah, it's been kind of, things have been happening slowly to me. And now I need to get the unlimited because I'm now contaminated a little bit more. Normally, what you're dealing with at first is, like 100 pounds full of stuff. You get rid of that, we'll say, when you do your whole lifetime one. So it's taken you your whole life, so we'll just say that's your age of 40, and it's taken your whole life to contaminate yourself. So when you do the whole lifetime clearing, that cleans out that amount of time. And so maybe you want to get the unlimited a year later or so. Well, you're only going to have maybe a little bit of energy there, maybe a pound or so of energy versus 100 pounds. So you want to stay current. And naturally, that recycles when you bring these issues up, because the issues were taken away from you. So if you didn't see any people, all you need is, and you didn't have any media, you don't need to do the whole lifetime clearing. That's all that you would need, because you wouldn't have anybody interacting with you, pushing your buttons, et cetera, to cause a problem with you. So But once you're, in living like we are now on this planet with all this input and stuff coming to you, then you are contaminating yourself over again by watching it, hearing it, or seeing it. So that's what happens. That's why you need the unlimited. So back to you.
Okay, great. So then there's all sorts of bundles, and I know that you have some new ones coming up as well. So whenever somebody buys a bundle, they are actually saving themselves several hundreds of dollars. So then they can do the original one-time use whole life clearing. And then I take it whenever they are ready to do the unlimited, then they can just purchase that later for $50. So really, in the end, you could actually save yourself a lot of money with doing the bundles. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well, some people, they'll go, I don't have PayPal. Well, they give you an option. Once you get into PayPal, you click on it like you're going to be paying for something. And then I believe on the bottom of the PayPal link, because you have a place to enter your, I think it's your email and your password when you go into PayPal. Well, if you scroll down beneath that, you're going to see a location there where you can use another form of payment working through PayPal, like a credit card. So you can click on that, and then you can enter in your personal probably information. I think it's probably your name and address and your credit card number. And that will enable you to use your credit card even if you don't have a PayPal account. So some people have never tried that. So next time you go into PayPal, you may just want to just check that out and see what's on that page. Because maybe you need to use it for someone else. Maybe somebody calls you up and they go, you know, I wonder who's clearing, but I don't have PayPal. And you go, well, do you have a credit card? You go, oh, yeah, I got a credit card. And then you can use their information from their credit card if they'd like you to do that. Or you can direct them to use a credit card to pay for a clearing, and it will be deducted from their credit card. And you're using PayPal as the company who is maybe sponsoring that in a sense. So anyway, that's how it works. So you don't need to have a PayPal account to use the clearings. You could use a credit card. So back to you.
Yeah, I have a credit card set up for it, and it does make it easy, and I use it for several different types of sites. And I think the original way to do it is that PayPal is just kind of an interface that is secure, but at first they say, let us hook you up with your bank account information, but then they ask for all sorts of stuff, like you could add, several credit cards, and then they're just in there, they have it memorized, and then if you just ever want to change it to the payment comes out of the credit card, it's super easy. So it's really great to use.
And it may work for the debit card, I'm not sure, but you just go in there and check it out. Just go to the very bottom and click on it and just see for yourself in case that might be needed someday to help somebody. You may not even use it that way, but it's good to know. So, what's out there? What's going on in the universe?
Well, I'm not sure. We have a request for something that had, if people are upset about something that may have occurred today in the news. So, Ron, we're asking for a sample of the fear clearing.
Okay, I can do that one again. So I don't know what happened in the news, since I don't. All I watch is the Weather Channel for maybe 5 or 10 minutes in the morning, and that's about it. So I don't know what's going on. So here we go. You could be on that the timeline of something happening. Like I've always mentioned, the 20th of probably each month is a key date for stuff to happen. And so here we go, and this is the 20th. So releasing the energy that you may have seen, and be nice to know if somebody could send us a little quick information on something that's going on. So here we go, releasing the energies. 1, 2. This is your fear. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay. See if that's helped you. Oh, do we have any interesting emails or anything, Michelle?
Well, somebody that had listened to the show, I think it was on Monday, is feeling guilty now because they are a vegetarian. So, do you have any comments about that, Ron?
No, just, you know, it's, I have really nothing, you know, to comment. You know?
Well, you got to eat something.
Remember, you have to realize that, I think the thing was, you know, that when you eat a plant or something or grass or whatever, you know, it's probably screaming because you're chewing it up. And so, you know, that's what I said. And, you know, you can look at it and go, yeah, the thing's still alive. Well, I don't think anything likes to be alive when you're doing feeding. But anyway, aside from that, you talk about live food. And, you know, you have to eat something. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess you got to feel guilty that you eat. So back to you.
I hope not, because I've been feeling guilty several times a day. I read this article, you know, a long time ago, and it was basically like, you know, animals saying, we don't mind being your food. Could you just respect us and not treat us poorly while we're alive? And, you know, give thanks for us or be grateful, but, you know, for being able to eat us. But we don't mind being your food. We know that you are, you know, needing this, and that's just the way the world works. You know, animals eat other animals as well. So, you know, it's just the way it is here. You have to eat something. So,
I wouldn't tie into it too much. Just the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you know, just think what happens when you walk on grass. You know, realize that you're bending grass over. You're probably killing it. You know, is it liking that? I doubt it. You know. So anyway, well, I guess we could change the subject here because it gets into a mental problem of what you're doing, and you know, you just can't feel guilty. You know, unless you want to. Well, that's your choice. So back to you.
Well, we do have a guilt clearing, and I personally just think it's a wasted emotion, so it's not really going to help you out. So I'm trying to read this email that we got. I think the person is saying they're wondering if they could call you possibly for a private session. They do not have the ability to listen on the phone. They have no long-distance landline, nor does their computer browser work. I'm wondering if there's options available, like going to the library. I know a lot of people do that. I go to the library and use the computers there. Most libraries have them available. It's hard to tell in the email whether or not the person is implying that they're able to leave the house. I'm not sure. But, Ron, do you have any other suggestions on what they could do? I know that you said you may not be available for private sessions for a couple months yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything for people. You know, I'm doing expo stuff now. So, you know, in June I'll start probably doing stuff. But, you know, that's why the website is up, to go on to the website. And so if I do a private session with somebody, you need to do, you know, the basic clearings beforehand. You know, the emotional clearing for sure, mental clearing for sure, fear clearing for sure, everybody's in fear. I'm thinking the one with the psychic attack energies or curses, sexes, spells, something like that. You may want to get that one done. So you do want to get some clearings underneath your belt, and maybe your problem that you're having might get resolved from that. But just calling me cold turkey because your finger hurts, I don't deal with that. Okay? So, you know, it's just too much for me to do. So you need to take responsibility, you know, of your life and to do the clearings that we have listed there, and that those are probably the main ones. And there's also the other ones. What's your problem? That's what I would say. What is your basic problem, you know? And what clearing do we have on the website to help you? Are you dealing with anxiety? Are you dealing with traumas? Well, add that one to that list. And then eventually, you know, if you do need some help, then, you know, contact the radio here, and we can probably answer the question, you know, online. So that's how I normally work with people, you know, because everybody's problems normally are not unique. Everybody else has similar problems, and that's why the clearings are put up. That's why there's so many of them. So if you only had one problem, we just probably only have the emotional clearing up, and that would solve everything. But, you know, naturally there's other situations that people have. So, and then if you have alien stuff, then we got those wonderful freak alien clearings, and then we have the, you know, one that you get daily, $30 a month, and you can be on it and clean yourself out of a lot of the alien stuff. It can all help you. So, back to you.
Okay, yeah, there are so many things, and there's so many free clearings as well that can be done that are on Ron's website, which is why going to the library is always a possibility if you need to use their computer. And there is a free clearing that Ron also offers. It's listed in all clearings, and I believe it is called, it is the one for the Galactic Federation. And if you look at the price, one of them is listed as zero. It's not listed in the free clearings on the side on the website, but it is listed in all clearings, and it is marked as zero. So Ron has also offered that one, and that's a major one for everybody to get rid of the Galactic Federation, because as Ron has mentioned on previous shows, the Galactic Federation was the group of beings who were supposed to help Jesus in his mission 2,000 years ago and basically got corrupted, and they're still here, probably causing a lot of issues. So you want to get disconnected from that. So I don't know if there's anything else, Ron, that you offer. But, you know, I know people are always concerned about how much is something necessarily going to cost or whatever, but I just want to say that, you know, Ron, I'm so grateful that you are here. You have set this up. These clearings are minimal of what I know many other people have spent or what many other healers charge. And I would much rather have you available to do this work for us and for all sorts of stuff that you're doing around the world than have you have to have a job, because you have to live on this planet too. So I think it's a good idea to just, you know, yeah, take your healing into your hands and buy the clearings that you feel that you need. It is well worth it.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking on computer problems. So typically, you know, you may have a friend who has a computer. So the computer itself is good, but you need to get the internet connection. So then from there, you can just go to a place, maybe like Starbucks, or they'll get a Wi-Fi. You know, there's all different places that when you go around these places, there's a Wi-Fi connection. So if you don't know about Wi-Fi, and this is brand new to you, then, you know, go into Starbucks and say, what's Wi-Fi? And they'll describe it to you, or any place that has the wireless. You're just over people with computers on. Typically, if they have computers on and they're sitting down someplace, they're using Wi-Fi, which means that some store is offering them a way to get on to their internet service that they're transmitting wirelessly. And that's basically it. And, you know, I would say that anybody out there could find a used computer for $50 to $100 anywhere, any time of the day. And, you know, you even go on Craigslist or something, you know, or ask around. But everybody normally has a computer, and everybody that has a computer, more than likely, this is not their first one. So they may have an older one laying around, and that could work perfectly fine. So that's how I would kind of look at it. So if you say, I don't have a computer, and I don't know what to do, and this and that, well, then you need to empower yourself and find somebody who has one that maybe you can even borrow, then go to a place that has Wi-Fi. So that way you don't have to have an internet connection maybe at your house. Maybe your neighbor has wireless, okay? You can say, gee, you have wireless, you know, and when I turn my computer on, I see this thing that says Foxtrot 7, and it's a Cure thing, and you go, what's Foxtrot 7? Well, you go to your neighbor and go, is this you? And they go, oh, yeah. Well, I give you $20 a month to maybe use your internet connection, maybe. You know, you have to ask. You have to empower yourself. So that's the whole thing. And just get a used computer. And that shouldn't be a problem. And probably get a laptop. Oh, you don't have a big thing that you got to plug in and you can't move it remotely. The laptops you can use anywhere. So anyway, I'm probably talking old stuff, but to a person who doesn't know, doesn't understand, then you need to empower yourself and ask some questions when you see people using computers. I'm sure they'd be all happy to help you. So back to you.
Yeah, and as you were talking, I thought of a couple other things. If you had not a laptop, but a regular computer, you could have more than one monitor if you wanted to set up stuff in your house if you did have an internet connection. And many, like Goodwill, St. Vincent de Paul's, different places like that, they sell monitors so cheap now because people have laptops and they don't need monitors. So you could set that up so you could have all these open windows and you could have that going at your house. Otherwise, you know, if people have smartphones, and many people do, that is a computer. And you can run clearings all day long. If you go on your email, let's say you bought an emotional whole life clearing, and then you go to the email in your phone, and if you click on the username, a little thing will come up that says copy, paste, whatever, and you click on copy, and then you go to your internet connection on your phone, and then you go to the website, and you go to the key, and then in the little space where you put in the username, you tap it gently, and then it says paste. And then you go back to the email, and you copy, again, the password, and then you go to the internet connection, and you paste it in the second part. And you can run them on your phone. And it's so that your phone doesn't turn off the screen. You can go to your settings, and I believe it's like in general, this is an iPhone that I have, I know, but most phones are generally the same type of thing. You can get it so that it doesn't turn off, so that if the clearing takes 20 minutes to run, just for like a whole life clearing from the entire age that you are, it doesn't turn off. And so you can run all these things even on your phone if somebody has a cell phone, and many people do now. So there are a lot of options.
Yep, a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
And people in the past, going back 10, 15 years ago, when you had the cathode ray tube, like the picture tube in your TV, now it's all flat screen stuff. So in the old days, when you had that big box in front of you, people are afraid of, EMF rays coming off of that screen. And that is true, because that the screen is being lit up with the phosphor dots with probably about 10,000 volts. On a larger TV, maybe a 25-inch TV, it's probably closer to maybe 25,000 volts. So on your standard TV set that you'd have, maybe a 12-inch or whatever, in the old days, when you look at the old movies in 95 or something, look for somebody with a computer back then, they all have, you know, the cathode ray tubes. And that does put out radiation, where laptops now and or flat screens, it's a different process. So you're not going to be radiated from your screen. So if you're worried about that and you haven't got a computer because you're living in, you know, the thought form of, 20 years ago. No, you need to re-educate yourself. Anyway, I guess we'll move on. So back to you.
Okay, great. So one of our listeners said the other day that we had brought up the idea that many people have been taught to do the Kundalini energy, and they were very grateful that we talked about how to clear that because they were taught how to do it and feel
quite a nice release, getting rid of the idea of having this energy. And they also mentioned, is there anything that we would have to do regarding the snake energy release, which is often talked about in accordance with the Kundalini energy? Like,
boy, I don't know how to answer that one. You know, you may want to go on the alien attack page and release the maybe the octopus energies and snake energies there, because they could have put it in your system, those energies, for you to activate. So anyway, back to you.
I think the idea of the snake energy is just a reference, like a term of what they would say, but it could be a form of, you know, that type of alien. So
otherwise they would use something else, you know, as a symbol.
Exactly. Right.
They would have put a candle there, you know.
That would be lovely.
Well, you know, you just got to look at it and say, yeah, why am I saying that? Well, you know, it's, maybe it's true. But anyway, this will change the subject. Into something a little more creation lightship-ish, you know?
Well, Ron, how about we talk a little bit about the seminar that's coming up? Because we haven't really talked much about it, and I know if people want to go to it, because it's just next month, they might want to start getting tickets or hotel rooms or flights. So Ron has a seminar coming up. It's going to be the Los Angeles one, the Conscious Life Expo. And I believe it is February, right, Ron?
I think it's the third week. It's probably a month away, in fact, I believe, thereabouts. So it'll be the third week in February.
Okay, so I believe the exact dates are the 19th to the 21st. But then if you really want to stay for Ron's seminar, that is going to be the Monday after on the 22nd. So you're going to want to stay all weekend and then through the Monday. And then the seminar is actually very early this year. It's from 11 a.m. to 1:30. So if people want to leave town after that, then they have all day to travel. And then Ron will also be speaking during that conference on one of the free seminars on Saturday at 10 a.m. to 11:30 in one of the rooms. And he always does, you know, just basically what comes to him at the time, discusses it or does certain healings. And that's, Ron, how I discovered you several years ago, is I just kind of wandered into one of those rooms. The tiny little blurb that they wrote up about you talked about how you were going to say why aliens are really here. And I was like, wow, that sounds interesting. So that's how I found you. So it's a really nice conference. It's very fun. And then, Ron, I know you always set up the light booth for the entire weekend. So people are welcome to go in there, and they can get unlimited to go in all weekend whenever we're running it, which is basically anytime somebody shows up at the booth and says they would like to do it. So that's always really fun, too. Did you want to say anything else about it?
Yeah, it's a great thing to come into, you know. It takes away a lot of energies that are attached to you. I would say 99% of the people who leave it, they walk in, if they haven't been in it before, don't know what it's about. Or even if they have been in the chamber before for previous years, and they all come out smiling. And that energy that's clouded around them, that looks like smog or fog that you really can't describe, but they come out, they look squeaky clean for the first time. So that's wonderful. But yeah, it will not be on Monday. Some people will say, is it going to be on the Monday event? And no, it won't be. We can't set it up on Monday. But it will be there during the week. So weekend, I mean. So just come and enjoy it. And we'll have our healing monitors up too. You can experience the healing monitors with the light beams doing a lot of the sample clearings. And that's quite interesting to watch people. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it is always interesting. When I first did it the first year that I met you, which was a few years ago, I went to your the free seminar, and then I went downstairs, and I believe I bought a trip to the lightship in the booth, and I really had no idea what was going on, but it felt nice, and it was interesting. Afterwards, when I went home, I just kept going, I should like check this out a little bit more. Like maybe that did something. And I was in a place where I could tell a difference, that I had had some kind of a peaceful reaction from having gone to the conference, and I wasn't quite sure what did it. But your booth was basically the only thing I did while I was there. So I figured it must have been that. And so it just got me very interested to go on the website and to, like, really search and read all this stuff. I was just fascinated. And I thought, well, you know, it's worth a try. I've tried so many other things, and I really needed something. And so I just started doing certain clearings, and then I started listening to the radio show and figured out which ones might be personally beneficial to me. And lo and behold, they really work and they're awesome. So, yay. That's great. Okay, so back to another email. Ron, somebody was wondering if we could have a healing tonight for feeling they had hurt themselves, and they had a little swelling, and they're feeling a little weird, not necessarily pain, but so maybe like a physical healing for something that they could possibly think about.
Okay, well, whenever you have a problem with pain, you have entities. They come flocking in. Here we go. So releasing entities from that physical location where you have your pain. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. What I will say about the expos, people go in the chamber and they don't know what to expect like you did, and then they feel so great. And most of those people who are the first timers will always try to come back the following day to go into it more, or that same day. A lot of times people are checking off all the different speakers and things because they're there for maybe one day and they want to listen to all the different speakers, and they do a few things. And once you go into the chamber, then most of the people that I have seen, they go, is this going to be here tomorrow? Which, they, I don't know, they just think we're there for one day or something. That gets asked a lot. I go, yeah. They go, well, I'm going to try to come back tomorrow, but I'll bring my so-and-so friend. That happens quite often, you know. Which is quite interesting. So that's how the chamber works. All you do is sit in there and request a healing, and you're turned on, and you come out different. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it's nothing you want to, like, have to think about, because that's not the point, but you do feel the peacefulness, and it's like sometimes, I'm sure for a lot of people, it's the first time you feel that. So it's just lovely. It's not, it's just peaceful. You know, it's not up, it's not down. It's just right in the middle, and it just feels really good. So, yeah, who wouldn't want to be there and stay there as long as they could? So go on, Ron.
Yeah, in fact, most of the people that are probably listening are the ones that came to the chamber once. And they want to find out more about what we're doing. I'm sure that's probably what it is. They kind of stumbled upon the chamber by accident. And then from there, now they're realizing the benefits of everything. So that's what I would probably, say. So back to you.
Yeah, it is nice. And, you know, those conferences are fun because you can kind of stand there and hang out and, ask Ron random questions, and, you know, he's right there to talk, so that's really great, Ron. It's always nice to just hang out and see, you know, what's available. And I know the second time I went to a conference to see you, it was very interesting because that's after I had listened to a bunch of radio shows, and I was like, oh, this is the thing. This is what I've been looking for. And so I drove really far, and I showed up on a Friday night, and Ron, I walked over to you, and I said, hi, you know, I'm here. It's Friday night, and I want to do the light chamber all weekend and everything. And then you're like, oh, are you going to walk around? And I said, no, I'm here to see you only. And that was really great. I had a fantastic weekend. So, okay, well, one of our longtime listeners is wondering, Ron, and I'm just going to read it the way it was written. It says, shouldn't we think beyond Jackie Wilson when his last teardrop falls? Shouldn't we think beyond the nitty-gritty in Detroit City to arrive at a better place? I think he's wondering if we should think outside the box, Ron.
Think outside of the box? Is that what you said?
I think so. Think outside of the box.
Well,
you just put a little flair to it.
You want to manifest outside of the box, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of thinking, you have unlimited possibilities when you're in source energy. When you're in the mind matrix, then you're only going to have the abilities and the energy that's coming to you from what the aliens want to tell you or what to think. So when you're in source energy, everything is perfect, and then you can decide where you want to go in your perfection. But the whole thing that we always talk about is that you must own your reality. And so most people want to have something, and they want to have their instantaneous gratification, or if not, they want it in 6 months. And you have to own your reality of where you are now, of not having it, in order to step forward into your new manifestation. And if you start using mind energy a lot, then you're going to be on timelines creating something that may even draw you away from what you initially had. So you always want to do the mind of heart drop, plan out where you want to go to, what you want to, you know, investigate. And then from there, do the mind of heart drop and manifest from source energy. And let your spirit bring you to where you need to go to. It probably won't be it could be a thought possibly that you're having, but normally the thoughts that you have are controlled by darkness. So that's sort of, what it is. You have to own your reality of where you are if you wish to do a change. You just can't get out of your box because the box is still going to be haunting you. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, what is it that you've said several times before about when you are being creative and how time flies when you're having fun? Is that like being there?
Yeah, that is because you're no longer thinking. Remember, see, your mind is controlled. It's like a clock. Your mind is tied to a clock, and the clock is all the program. So when you're creating something and time stops, that means that you're off of that timeline of the aliens, that you're out of the matrix. So you're out of the matrix creating in the now, and that's when time flies because time doesn't affect source energy. Only the aliens and timelines affect source energy. So that's why you want to be in the present moment. And that's why we teach the mind to heart drop. It's so simple to do. But once you've been doing it for a while, you're going to wonder why none of the other practitioners are doing the mind to heart drop, you know? Mainly because they'd lose all their customers, you know? Because they'll put them in peace, and they don't want to have peace. They want you to buy peace, you know? Or to do something to try to get you hooked into more timelines by doing, you know, spiritual practices of darkness. So, back to you. Maybe you could read it. Can you read what we have listed on the expo ads there?
Let's see here. I just have to get there again. I had kind of swum around just a little bit, so I think I lost that page, but I'm going to find it again. Let me ask you this question first, and then and then I will look for that one. It says, can you do a sample clearing for people's ribs? I suppose all sorts of things can happen to people's ribs, so maybe something's going on with someone.
Okay, so, like I initially said, typically problems or pain attracts entities. So entities are what you call ghosts. They're emotional bodies of people who have died. Almost always. And they could even be emotional bodies of somebody who is living. So that's another thing, but we don't get into that too much. But normally it's from dead people. And here we go. So what you're going to do if you have a problem with some part of your body, that entity that came into you probably died from an illness there or something. And from that, they're affecting energy. That's all that they know. Remember, the last thought, in a sense, is what where you are in the darkness, okay? So that last thought of being hurt, and if a person dies, that's all they're going to remember because they're programmed at that last thought. Here we go. So let's release entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. So just going out a little, talking about entities in a sense, I happen to see a car that I haven't seen for years. And it had on it, on the front of it, it had Chaplin. So I go, so that must be, that. I believe the person probably comes to accidents that aren't too good, you know. Maybe they're he's there to comfort people on their dying process or giving last rites. I don't know what religion the person would be. But basically, you know, his job is to steal your soul. And so they'll create this wonderful thing, whatever they tell people for the last couple minutes of their life, to steal your soul. That's what they're doing, is they're comforting you so that you're not afraid to die, okay? And then they scoop you right up. So that's what the Chapman's job is doing. They may not like what I'm saying about that, but why would they be there if they're not there to steal your soul? So, or they're not being used to do that. So anyway, that's another way of looking at it. Kind of much like your baptism. And if you haven't done the baptism clearing, put that one on your list. Do that clearing. And you may even have DNA in you from your parents of them being baptized, and maybe you weren't. But that's a major, major alien tracking for you is in the baptism. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, so I'm going to be reading what is the information on the page for the website for the Conscious Life Expo. Okay, so it says alien technology, abductions, implants, cloning, and timelines, which is going to take place on Saturday, February 20th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And the explanation is, uncover why aliens are using future technologies on us from the year 2525 and beyond. Experience the release of alien energies, including black mist fog, gray goo, and 2525 AD blue death ray. Learn about alien timeline body overlays and how to get them released, which is very important. Aliens don't ask permission. Have you been abducted? Find out how to tell if you've been abducted. Find out if you have an alien personal handler. Has an invisible tracking barcode been attached to you? Ron also exposes the alien use of mind control transmissions, channeling, downloads, implants, timelines, stargates, portals, vortexes, alien artificial intelligence, human-cloned replicas, shapeshifters, and shadow bodies. That was quite a list. Enjoy clearings and healings throughout this workshop, which released these alien technologies. And many of those that I just listed are actually things that you can clear in the free healings on Ren's website. Okay. Now, there's a little bit of an explanation in the box just underneath that, and it says, understanding the alien presence on Earth. And that is going to be part of the post-conference talk that Ron is going to be doing. That's going to be on Monday, February 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Okay, Ron, I'm going to have you talk for just a second, and so I can take a little break here. Do you want to comment about the first part that I just talked about?
You heard it. So, all these things are what's harming people. So that's what I talk about, and do sample clearing for people so they can kind of understand how deeply they are affected by the alien presence here. So I guess that's probably basically it. What I will say is that on the Saturday one, that one is a free workshop. So that's very nice. I always try to do free ones if I possibly can on the workshops so I can get more people coming to them. So that's the reason why I always try to do free ones, although the other places, I think I have a free one in San Mateo, and in New York, the workshops, I'm doing two workshops there, and they will be, you have to pay for those. But I always try to do, I think I have in New York, I have, I believe, one pre-lecture. I have two workshops that I'll be doing. So, anyway, hope to see you there. And it's a lot of fun meeting new people, seeing old people, or people that I've met, not old ones, but anyway, as they're getting older. Yeah. Anyway, back to you. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll read the description of what you will be covering in the post-conference presentation. And, of course, it may always change depending on whatever Ron is dealing with at the time or whatever he wants to talk about. So this one is called Understanding the Alien Presence on Earth. Mythbreaker Ron Amatron brings to light the unseen alien presence on Earth. Ron will expose invisible alien technology, which directly interfaces with our mind, body, and dream world. Gain clarity on the alien agenda and their use of stargates, portals, vortexes, and ley lines. Aliens inhabit both interdimensional and interplanetary space. Gain an understanding of how aliens manipulate timelines and Earth's electromagnetic energy grids. Become aware of the invisible alien technology, which has been attached to people, including robotic devices retrofit with remote-controlled alien software, mind control, implants, and more. These are causing severe problems in our world today. Ron offers solutions and profound clearings to remove these obstacles. This special post-conference workshop will also include information on stealth alien life forms, shadow bodies, and shapeshifters. So it's really amazing, Ron, because everyone else, but many other people at these conferences kind of talk in flowery terms about how wonderful those energies are and how they're going to help us. And it just seems like Ron is like the only one who's willing to be like, you know, you might want to not have that around you, actually. Like, it feels like you're telling us the truth, actually. So that's really refreshing. So that's it. That's the description. I know I've been to the talks in other years, and they've been really interesting. So, and a lot of those you can actually watch on YouTube. So, anything else you want to say about it, Ron? I covered a lot of stuff that I just talked about.
Yeah, sounds good to me. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
The really great thing, Ron, about your work is none of this stuff is scary because you have solutions for all of these things. And they're all separate things, but, you know, people could go, oh, wow, mind control. Wow, that sounds so, you know, so out there and sounds like, you know, I don't even want to know about it because what can I do about it? And you can actually do something about it. That's the wonderful stuff. None of this needs to be scary because it is in your hands. You can actually do something to get those energies off of you, like Ron always says. And so you don't have to live in a scary world. You can live in a world of your creation, which is amazing, which is how it should be.
That's interesting. As I look at this here, being in the moment and outside of time, the people, you know, the population here, they know more about aliens than I do because you're living in their realm, you know. You're breathing everything and getting all these implants and everything else. So you actually have a far larger scope of information than I would ever have because they are controlling you. You just don't know that. So you have this wonderful experience of this whole lifetime about knowing about aliens. I really should be asking the people. But they know, you know, but the implants go off and they're afraid to think or they can't think because of these alien implants. So I have to wake people up. And then all of a sudden, once they get awakened, now they know they can have a remedy to get out of their situation. But you all know more than I do about aliens, but they're controlling you. You know, that's, as I look at this, it's kind of comical. And then, you know, I our new literature that we've been recently putting out has alien faces on it. It has some great faces. And I watched people pick it up. At first I thought, you know, I'm going to put this out because I'm tired of all the BS about stuff about, so I'm talking about aliens all the time, but I thought, I'm not going to sugarcoat this any longer. I'm going to put the alien faces on the literature. And so I'm watching people as they pick it up or I hand it to them, and none of them balk at it. Like, they look at it and they go, oh, this thing looks awful. You know, we had one of the literatures, we had the 0101 on it. And then we had the alien faces. We had aliens in test tube babies and things. And people pick it up. They don't even balk when they look at it. And I'll tell you what happened today about clones. I'm in having a salad, you know, in a restaurant, and leave and pay the bill. And a lady goes, well, this couple behind you that was sitting there, they were really strange. I go, oh? And she goes, they first complained about their hash browns. I guess they got hash browns and eggs or something, you know. They complained about it. So I got them a new plate of hash browns, and you know, because they said it was, you know, they didn't like it or something. So it was nice and hot, you know, just off the griddle or something, and she brought that over. Then the person says, well, can you just pour me a one-inch cup of coffee? And she thought that was kind of weird. So she gave him a one-inch cup of coffee, right? Now, you can think about this here, you know. If any of you out there drink coffee, I mean, you'd probably, you know, that wouldn't even be in your reality. You want the full cup, right? And so they only wanted a one inch. And so she goes, and they complained about something else and they left. But what they said is they said, well, the coffee wasn't, you didn't give me one inch of coffee or something. And they said, and my hash browns, you know, are cold now. And she thought, well, wait a minute. I brought over brand new hash browns at the beginning of the meal. And of course, they're probably going to be cold, you know, after 20 minutes or so, right? Because you're not eating them or whatever. So she told me this here, and I said, well, you just dealt with a couple of clones. And she looked at me, and she goes, clones? And I said, yeah. I said, this is what they are, you know? They don't know how to live here. Then I kind of gave her about a two-minute education about clones, and she looked, and she nodded, and she goes, yeah. You know, she actually got it. And so that was interesting. That's my clone story for the day here. You know, somebody wanted cup of coffee, one inch, only one inch, and their hash browns were cold because they went to eat them maybe after 20 minutes as they were on their plate. And I guess they thought the plate should keep the hash browns warm or whatever. Who knows? So anyway, kind of weird, but that's a clown. What do you expect? They probably got dropped in here. So anyway, I guess we got, let's see here, maybe 3 minutes to go here, I think. I think we have to get off at 55 after.
Hmm.
We have one question out there?
Well, yes. A question from the website. Let's see, off the list. It says, I do not have joy in my life. How come? And what can I do to get joy back in my life?
Well, first of all, you need to own that you're not in joy. You need to own your sadness or whatever it is, okay? Because you're looking for something that you're allergic to. You could do that negative affirmation. That's possible. You probably have a joy clearing to take away traumas and things. Find out why you're not experiencing joy. But you have to own where you are. So it sounds like you know a little bit. Maybe you need the self-empowerment clearing to get you jump-started. Maybe you've been traumatized or beat down so much, and you have nowhere to grab onto anything to get yourself moving. So maybe the self-empowerment clearing might be a good way to start to jumpstart you back into life here. That's what it's designed for. The other thing, like I said, is to own where you are, that you don't want it, so you can live with that and be there. And then it's like, been there, done that. Now you can choose over again. But remember, you're going into timelines. So, you know, when you want to have joy, you're still going to be bringing to yourself the energy of joy, which will be in duality. Maybe you've already been there and done that in the past. Maybe you're experiencing non-joy, which could be a neutral energy. Maybe you don't like being neutral. Maybe you're more better off now than where you were, but if you're dealing with a negative situation of non-joy, of something harming you, or you feel grumpy or something, then you need to own that before you can move on. Because it's not going to come to you. Okay, so let's do the mind of heart drop. Here we go, everybody. Commanding your spirit out loud as you live in the physical realm here. You don't want to do it inside of your head without talking out loud, because then you're in the mental realm, and you're going to be using all the energies of darkness to do this. So here we go. You want to drop these thoughts that you have, mind chatter, the monkey mind, the aliens talking to you, your worry, self-doubt, all this stuff that comes to you. You know, put that now with your spirit into your heart center. So dropping down like an elevator with your thoughts, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Great, wonderful, and we'll see you later. Blessings, everyone. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Michelle and ladies behind the scene. And thank you, listeners.
Thank you. Good night.